News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If it has been a while since you have dropped into your local library, you might be surprised to hear what's now going on there. Sarah Madden reports on the expanding role and resources, indeed, of Ireland's libraries today.
So my name is Cedar Dobson, and now I'm in the Central Library Creative Pod. So the Creative Pod basically is this soundproof room where you can bring your laptop and record your like podcasts, but I'm in this case recording Irish tin whistles. I've recorded 10 hours at least worth of whistles here.
And what are you doing with the recordings?
I'm making an album.
Recorded right here in the ILEC Centre Library?
Yep.
Wow, and how much did you have to pay to use this pod?
It's absolutely free.
Libraries used to be silent places of books and reading, where any whisper, chat or noise was hushed. But Ireland's 330 libraries have changed in recent years. With courses, events and clubs, they're abuzz. So what is on offer at your local library? And what part does the library play in Ireland today?
My name is David O'Brien. I'm a divisional librarian. So we're in the Central Library, which is based in the ILEC Centre in Henry Street. It's quite busy. We've an average footfall of maybe 1,000 people a day. It can be difficult to find a space where anyone can just come in off the street and not be expected to buy something up. So that whole third space in the community thing.
When the kids were running around at home, I'd prefer to come here and work from the desks here rather than the kitchen table.
I'm practicing on the keyboard. I'm trying to learn the piano.
There are headphones with this keyboard, is that right?
So yes, there's headphones, or you can use your own if you want. You can bring in your own. And this is a good keyboard, so it attracts me.
So we're going to get a laptop out and we're actually going to do a typing course. We have a library card, so it's free. Yeah, it's great.
I mean, the main thing is that it's free. One of my favourite quotes, it's from Good Will Hunting. He said, you dropped 50 grand on a college education you could have spent on $1.50 in late charges in your local public library. And I mean, that's definitely a big philosophy for me. I probably have done more reading already with my Dublin library card than I have during my 3 years of my bachelor's degree. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
It's a QB, it's a relaxation room. It's always beautiful. I love it.
For people that don't use their local library much, do you think it's something they should look into? Is there lots of resources here for kids like you?
I honestly think, yeah, it's absolutely amazing if you like calmness. Now, if you're living in a chaotic house with like four brothers or sisters, it would be great to go up to the library, chill out, read some books, maybe borrow some to bring home.
Hi, I'm Rebecca from Sensory Explorers. Today we're having a lovely Easter term treat for all our neurodivergent families. We're down here at Blanchardstown Library, and what we have is active Lego. So it's basically a Lego class, but it's got a twist to it, and it's just great to see the kids coming into an adaptive environment. And I know the parents absolutely love having these classes and really appreciate them, that they can come to the library and feel a part of the community.
So my name is Jennifer and I'm the children's librarian here in Blanchardstown Library. It's a community hub now as well as everything else. We have groups that come in and just maybe speak to each other in Irish, and we have film clubs with our men sheds and things like that too. So there really is something for everybody rather than the conventional maybe libraries of the past. We've just broadened on that. So we still have our books and everything like that, but we've loads more to add.
We often come for story time. I think it's nice for my daughter to see other kids listening to books, to have somebody else reading a story. They often do much better voices than I do.
I begin with the daily news, and then followed by that I do some study. This is an area of inclusion, and it's a place where I am amongst people, and I'd rather that than to be isolated.
Traditionally, a library is somewhere you come to read. Has changed, of course. You can see they use them for computers and kids and there's entertainment in different ways. They are utilised a lot more. So it's good, yeah. I think it's an improvement.
And that was Sarah Madden there reporting on the expanding role of Ireland's libraries today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.